With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Lac-Da-Flambeau Tribe will not issue trespassing citations on four roads while a court case involving the issue is ongoing. It's a reversal of an earlier announcement from the Tribal Council. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Last month, the Lac-Da-Flambeau Tribe announced it would issue trespassing citations to any non-tribal members on four roads within the reservation. The town roads are on tribal land, but give access to private homes within the reservation. The four roads are at the center of a legal dispute as easements for them expired more than a decade ago. The no trespassing signs went up shortly after the judge ordered that the roads should not be blocked while the court case is ongoing. The judge set a hearing for March 3rd about the trespassing citations. This week, the tribal vice president sent a letter to the judge. It states the tribe will not issue trespass citations during pending litigation. It will also not collect data to impose penalties retroactively. The tribe also agreed to keep the four roads open while the case is ongoing. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Fix is In helped fund spay and neuters for nearly 700 outdoor cats last year. The Northwoods-based organization hopes to keep up that work this year. President Bree Larson says cause can be a barrier for farms or other places that have multiple outdoor cats.
People who have multiple cats that their private vet might have quoted them $200 a cat, so getting three cats fixed would be $600. So we're able to work with that individual, help them access a lower cost vet, and the total surgery cost might only be $150, and sometimes we can help cover that entire cost for that individual.
The Fix is In is funded through donations and a specially licensed plate program through the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
We are receiving funds from this four times a year, and we turn those funds around and pay directly to individuals or vets to cover the costs. As we get more license plates sold, we will be looking to launch a grant program at the end of the year so that rescues across the state can apply to use some of these funds directly in their community too.
A single unspayed female cat can easily give birth to around 60 kittens within 5 years. You can learn more about their work at thefixisin.org. We have a link at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. The town of Mercer in Iron County has received word that their EMS application has been approved. Town Chair Eric Snow said in a Facebook post that the Wisconsin Department of Health Services had approved the application. He said there were still a few small steps to be completed before Mercer's ambulances will be operational and serving the community. Snow hoped that could happen next week. He thanked neighboring organizations that have been helping out in the meantime and all those who worked to make this happen. Snow also thanked all the community members who have joined the new service and will soon be responding to calls. Fire damage to residents in Lac-Da-Flambeau. The Tribal Police Department says they got word of smoke coming from a residence in the 2700 block of Wajhash Trail at 3:46 p.m. Thursday afternoon. When officers arrived, they confirmed everyone was out of the house and that there were no pets. Heavy smoke was coming out of the building and flames were seen a few minutes later. A preliminary investigation showed the oven was the likely source of the fire. It's not known yet if the residence is a partial or total loss. A number of agencies provided assistance. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is ending the frozen road declaration for the entire state as of today. The declaration allows truckers carrying road salt, sand, or logs to carry heavier loads during the winter. It's ended as things start to thaw and conditions under the road cannot support the extra weight. Class 2 and posted road restrictions are temporarily on hold as field staff continue to evaluate conditions amid the rapid warm-up in recent days. WisDOT and county highway personnel monitor temperature forecasts along with frost tubes under the pavement to help determine when roads are adequately frozen to accommodate heavier loads or thawed to lift frozen road declarations. There's a growing consensus among experts that carbon offsets, which are meant to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, are not an effective tool for fighting climate change. In some cases, they may do more harm than good. Nadia Romlagan has more.
A carbon offset is when some entity, a person or company, buys a carbon credit, meaning they're paying someone else to reduce emissions in some other way, explains Tina Swanson, a senior scientist at the environmental nonprofit Project Drawdown. She adds there are major issues with the way the system, now an estimated $800 billion market, works.
There's the math problem, there's the credibility problem, and there's the moral hazard problem.
As a result of these problems, Swanson says many carbon offsets provide few to no benefits. Others actively make climate change worse by enabling polluters, like the meat and dairy industry, to avoid making any changes. A 2023 investigation into Vera, the leading certifier of voluntary carbon offsets, found that up to 90% of the nonprofit's rainforest offsets were worthless and did not bring about a reduction in emissions. Swanson says that's because offsetting doesn't actually reduce the number of emissions produced.
But the effect of that is only that it shifts deforestation to somewhere else. Or whether you buy a carbon credit purporting to reduce emissions by this much, but it actually doesn't.
A 2017 study by the European Commission found that 85% of offsets used by the European Union under the UN's Clean Development Mechanism also didn't reduce carbon emissions. Nadia Romlagan reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.